Well, hey, how's it going?
Good.
As good as it can be on a planet that's on fire, right? First of all, hi, I'm Bria. Welcome or welcome back. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe. I promise we have a good time around here. Today, this one is kind of like hard for me to talk about because, no, it's not. Why am I being dramatic? Giving water sign vibes right now. But no, this one is more of like a venting session. I get so many messages from you guys and it's honestly surreal. So many kind messages that, by the way, I wish I could respond to all of them, but please know that I try to see as many as possible and respond to as many as possible. It always makes me so happy to see how my videos impact you when we have these like heart-to-heart conversations. However, I will forever be on my journey. I don't ever want to come off as like I have all the answers. So like this one in particular, this is for me. And I know a lot of you will resonate with it, but I was actually going through some old YouTube videos because I was trying to make like a new video and I was going to use some old content to kind of do like a flashback thing, whatever, whatever. 4 years ago, 2018 Bria, my God, bless her. Needless to say, I just felt a lot of different ways about watching old content. I don't like to hear my voice. I think we're just like made that way, most of us. But I was genuinely uncomfortable watching my like earlier videos because one, I was goofy as hell all over the place. I feel like I couldn't keep a thought in a straight line. The video was about one thing, but here I am telling you my life story. Okay, it was a lot. It was funny to see, but it was also like, I just looked at this content as like, wow, this is so cringy. And I hate the word cringy, but I'm gonna use it here because we're just gonna use the terms that the young kids are using. But I just was like, ugh, I don't want anyone to see this. And those videos are privated for a reason, so don't go try to find them. There's a reason I unlisted those videos because I just can't really stand to see them. And I'm sitting here looking through these old YouTube videos, like berating myself, judging myself for who I was 4 years ago. Like, what the fuck? And I kind of like, after 15 minutes of doing this, I was like, yo, what am I doing? First of all, if it were not for that girl, that 2018 Bria, I wouldn't be here reaping the benefits of this girl. So when I first started my YouTube channel, I had no idea what direction it was gonna go in. I didn't know what I was good at. All I knew is that I loved working with cameras. I loved creating content. That's all I had. I didn't really care about a niche, but I knew that I had to kind of find one. So if you look at my earlier videos, which you can't, you'll see I was trying mukbangs. Fuck. I was trying to be like a storyteller. I was even doing pranks, y'all. Come on. I'm not a prank kind of girl. I was trying everything. And the beginning of my YouTube journey is very messy. It's very awkward. It's embarrassing and it's cringy, right? So I'm looking at these old videos and I'm like, dang, like I really did come a long way. So after I got over like really judging myself, which should have never been a thing in the first place, it was not coming from a loving place the way that I was looking at this content. And I didn't like that because I had to stop in my tracks and think like, damn, I really would not be here if it weren't for this girl in 2018 who literally didn't know where to start, but was brave enough to just start. And I think it's just funny because truly the audacity for me to judge who I was in 2018 when I was probably the most brave, the most confident version of myself, even more so than I am today, because the internet kind of jaded your girl a little bit, okay? That girl in 2018 is the GOAT and the reason why I'm here. So the cringy behavior that I was doing in 2018 was the foundation of my career. Because if it weren't for 2018 Bria, who wasn't afraid, who was completely fearless and didn't care who was making fun of her, who didn't care what other people thought about her, there wouldn't be 100K subscriber Bria. And I wanted to say this story because so many of you are new here. Like I literally grew almost 80K this year. So many of you don't know that this has been a 4 year journey for me and I just got lucky recently with this growth. Prior to this year, I was literally putting out so much content, spending all this time making videos where basically my mom and her friends and some of my loyal friends would watch my videos, but like I was not getting views. Like it was just a year year ago that I was literally talking to my manager, like trying to set a goal and be like, what do I need to be at to like start getting brand deals? And it just felt impossible a year ago. And then this year is when things changed. But the audacity, the actual audacity for me to even think the slightest negative thought about who I was 4 years ago when I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, but all I had was a little faith in myself, a lot of confidence in myself. I was just eager to start. I get this message all the time where people are like, Bria, I want to do influencing. How do I start? And I know that you guys hate the answer, but I will say it till I'm blue in the face. I always tell you guys to just start. And part of me, you know, might even unprivate those early videos so that you could see how messy and awkward and cringy and embarrassing I was when I first started, because that's what you have to do. You have to give yourself space to learn, to find your place, as long as you know there's passion underneath there. And my passion was creating content. I knew that the rest would figure itself out, and it did. Here we are. But it took a while. It took years. It literally took 4 years, okay? And I know you guys are all like, I don't got time for that. Baby, find the time. Find the time, because you gotta invest in what you want out of life. My investment in working towards being a content creator was like a forever thing for me. And that was what I had in mind. So I didn't expect instant gratification, even though I wanted it, because I was watching a lot of people blow up overnight, but that is not my story. And I know that it looks like it, but I don't want to project a narrative that isn't true. That's not what happened for me. I'm so big on consistency because we live in a time where everything is instant gratification. And if we don't get instant gratification, we instantly think it's not worth our time or that you're doing something wrong. Nobody understands that you have to keep going. You have to keep moving in that direction. And maybe it is gonna take a while, but you gotta eat shit for a minute so that you get the benefits. Like I said, in today's time, we're used to having everything at our fingertips, and it is so toxic because we forget that things that are sustainable and things that last long term take time. Yes, you can Amazon Prime the latest Gua Sha to your front door. Yes, you can literally DoorDash your dinner in 15 minutes to your doorstep. You cannot Amazon Prime success. You cannot Amazon Prime security, sustainability, like longevity. You can't do that, bestie, okay? And I know that you know that, but let me just remind you. And 4 years is isn't even a long time if you think about it. So anyways, back to what I was saying. I'm gonna make an assumption here, okay? Going back to you guys, because I get the message all the time, like I said, Bria, how do I start? How do I start? You guys don't like my answer, but it's the truth. You just start. And 2018 Bria was all about just starting, because what playbook was I gonna go off of? I have no playbook, okay? I'm sitting here in front of the camera looking goofy as hell. I got my friends back home making fun of me. I got people trolling me, like a lot of noise happening. But I believed in myself and I wanted so badly to be a content creator. Like that's what I wanted to do. That was my dream and I got to do it. But had I been submissive to everyone else's idea of what I should be doing, or even just let the cringiness of it get to me, because like, let's be honest, when I went from having like a personal Instagram account where I was posting like most regular people do, not content creators is what I mean. When I went from that to an influencer account, I had quite a few fake bitches hit me up. Not in a nice way. So I'm gonna give you an example. I had one girl that I grew up with who reached out to me. I created a separate Instagram account, by the way, because I knew that if I started posting like an influencer on my personal account that it would get to me. But I knew that people were gonna find out about this new account, but I figured, hey, if they don't like the content, they don't have to follow my new page. But you know, you always have those like haters. The haters who are lurking for the wrong reasons, who don't really care about your success, who don't really care about you. They kind of want to dig at you. And I had this long-term person, I don't think she's a friend, immediately after I made this new page, she hit me up and she was like,
wait, so like, what are you doing? What is this?
In that tone too. What is this? And I just was like, you know, I want to make content and I'd rather get paid doing that than being in an office job. So that's what I'm going to do. But it was very clear that the way she was asking me was to kind of make me feel stupid. stupid. And yeah, I had like, what, 2 followers on that account. Okay, cool. But I had space to be creative and be free and be cringy. Either you just have an I don't give a fuck attitude, or you have to create boundaries and give yourself the space to be cringy. Here's the thing. I'm gonna make an assumption about some of you based on the messages that you guys send me. I think some of you truly believe that there is a perfect plan to whatever goal you want. That if you take these exact steps, you will get to the holy grail of whatever it is that you want to be at. And I see it a lot of times with content creators who want to do this full time, where they're asking me for the playbook, the game. And I can't say it enough. There is none. Your ability and your willingness to be cringy is the playbook. And what do I mean by that? When you give yourself space to mess up, to make mistakes, to embarrass yourself, whatever that means. When you give yourself that space to do that, that's where the growth is. That's where the success lies. I can't make you better by telling you how to do something. I can give you tips, but the real growth and the foundation of whatever it is that you want with your goals comes from messing up. It does. And a lot of you don't want to hear that. A lot of you are like me when I was in the beginning and you have the perfectionist attitude. And quite frankly, I get it. You don't want people to see you fail. But if I've learned anything, it's that being a content creator has made me fail publicly. It is the most humbling experience. I've posted content that I thought was fucking fire. Okay, spent hours on it, only for it to get like suppressed by the algorithm or just flop, completely flop. And what that does to your ego is tremendously hurtful, especially when you love what you're doing. But that kind of goes back to the video I put out recently, the Let Them Sleep on You. If you're proud of that shit, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many likes, it doesn't matter who's validating your work, whatever it is that you're working towards. If you're proud of it, that's enough. That is enough. What I've found is the more willing I am to fall flat on my face, the more I grow and the quicker it is to whatever goal I want to get to. But when you're so afraid of failing and just so afraid of starting, you're the one that's in your own way. Here's the thing, spoiler, people are going to judge you no matter what. So you might as well let them judge you while you're doing something you want to do. If someone's a fake bitch, they're going to be a fake bitch regardless. So like, why stop yourself from actually going after what you want? Who cares what these bitches think about you? Seriously, who's laughing now? Like literally 4 years ago, the condescending attitude that I had from people I grew up with, I'm here, I'm laughing at you. Like, just mind your own business and focus on yourself and watch what happens. But the cringy aspect of it all, I look back at 2018 Bria, and now that I like checked myself with the way that I was looking at that content when I first started, I have so much love for who I was in 2018. First of all, I'm incredibly jealous of the girl I was in 2018 because she was a lot less traumatized. That was pre-pandemic. So I did notice that it just seemed a lot happier during that time. And that was kind of sad. I just had a little bit more vibrancy. And now I feel like I know too much. I woke up too much. And I don't know that I'm ever going to be in that place because I was incredibly ignorant to what was happening in the world. And that was on purpose because I knew that the day that I find out how terrible the world is, I'll never be able to go back. So I'm jealous of 2018 Bria for so many reasons, but mostly because she was the brave one. She was the one who was willing to fall on her face and therefore get me to this point. I have to start looking at my past as something I'm thankful for instead of something to be judgmental about. I can't let myself dwell in my mistakes. When you start to look at your mistakes as lessons, I feel like that's when you start to grow. That's when the real growth starts to happen. And when you fear messing up a lot less, everything changes. It does. But I don't know why we're so caught up on projecting perfection to people. It's not realistic. It's not true. And I promise you, people are gonna vibe with your imperfections more than they're gonna vibe with whatever perfect life you're trying to portray. And that's why I think so many of us vibe, because I'm always trying to like share these moments with people. And I feel like we learn so much from each other when we talk about this stuff, because it's like when you isolate yourself and you're going through stuff like this, I feel like you beat yourself up and you're way too hard on yourself. I know that I was doing that a lot in the pandemic because like, I wasn't seeing my friends. I wasn't like bouncing these thoughts off of anybody except for myself. So I got in a really dark place. But just talking about it, just realizing how normal it is to mess up, make mistakes, and actually how beautiful it is to just be messy in your journey. It's really powerful. It's really great. And that's when you start to see the growth, the rewards. But it's hard when you're just like in the mix of it and you don't remember where you started. And when I was going through these old YouTube videos, I really forgot where I started. started in terms of how I had no background, no context, no playbook, nothing. And I look back at that version of myself, I'm like, damn, I really was crazy. I was a little delusional. I don't like the word failure. I like stopped saying it like 2 years ago because I had to like brainwash myself into stop being scared of failure. But for this, I'm gonna say growth is in failure. Growth is in failure. You ever listen to like successful people talk about their coming up stories, which by the way is one of my fixations. I will literally Google people's like their like coming to stories, like their break to fame. And it always, 99% of the time, has some point in the story where they were just at rock bottom. They had the biggest rejection or the biggest failure. After that comes this great breakthrough moment. So I really hyped myself up on these stories because they brought me a lot of comfort when I felt like I was just like constantly in my flop era. Like, girl, get it together. I needed something to motivate me. I'm human. So I would look at people's stories who made it, in my opinion, and I felt a lot of peace through learning that it is a normal part of the journey to flop. And there's nothing wrong with that. And people who judge you for that are the weird ones. They're the weirdos, spoiler, okay? But most importantly, they could never be as brave as you. Because if you understand what it's like to take a chance on yourself or go for something that seems really big, you know it takes an incredible amount of bravery. And people who were stuck in a small-minded place are the first ones to judge. And they're also the last ones to get what they want. So why would you listen to them anyways? Just be careful whose opinions you take to heart. And also, the people who were giving you the most like flack, look at them. Are they happy? Don't take advice from people you don't want to be like. And when I kind of got that through my head, I'm like, I'm really worrying about too many people who, quite frankly, I don't fuck with. I don't want to be like you. I have nothing that I admire about you. So why would I care about your opinion about me? Period. I don't care who that is. Friends, family, if I don't want to be like you, I am not gonna take your advice or your judgment about me. Thank you, but no thank you. And that's just the harsh reality. But you have to get really like logical with yourself and like, why are you taking all this to heart? And I get it. I mean, human nature is that we all wanna fit in. We don't wanna go against the grain. We wanna go with the wind. For what? For what? Honestly, like ask yourself why. Why are you trying to blend in with a group of friends you don't even like? Why are you trying to please people who talk about you behind your back? Just do you. Do whatever it is you want to do. And there was honestly, like, in the beginning of my YouTube era or content creation era, I had a pretty long year of like solitude where I didn't hang out with a lot of friends. I kind of fell off. And this was pre-pandemic. I was already ahead of the game with cutting people off. But it was just so much noise. And it was hard for me to even tell like who genuinely cared about what I was doing. So it was easier for me to just kind of stay to myself. And I don't say that that's healthy. Like, my therapist definitely thinks I could have done some things differently. Agreed. But the bigger picture is that it was very necessary for me to create boundaries with people. Because what that did was it created space for me to tap into who I was more authentically. Which, for whatever reason, I was afraid to do because I was so caught up on what people would think of me. So I wouldn't let myself be quote-unquote cringy because I didn't want people to talk about me. But why do I care? And now, looking back at that, I am so glad I got that through my head because those people don't even pay my bills. And I'm worried about you? For what? And looking at the people that judged me the most, I see now that they are the most unhappy people. And it's genuinely sad to me. I don't feel like I have the upper hand. I really hope those people figure it out in life that the less time you spend on others, the more time you can spend on yourself, the more time you get closer to living a life that you're happy with. So choose your time wisely. Be a little more specific about where you put your energy. You know, stop lurking on people. What are you spying on? For what? Focus on yourself and focus on what you want and let yourself be unapologetically creative or just unapologetically go after what you want without worrying about what anyone thinks about you. I know that it's easier said than done, but it's so worth it to just drop all of that. Drop how self-conscious you are. A good way to know if you're being your authentic self is to ask yourself this question and be honest, okay? If nobody was watching, if it didn't matter how much money you were making or how much money was coming in, take out money and take out people watching you, what is it that you would do? Maybe some of you that are aspiring content creators, maybe you would post more. Maybe you would do that stuff more. So get a piece of paper, literally write all this down. And look at what you have in front of you and ask yourself why you're not doing it now. You don't wanna be 97 years old and being like, damn, I wish I posted that TikTok. Come on, sis. Come on, sis. I know that was a terrible example, but you get what I'm saying. You're gonna be 97 one day and you're gonna think this shit was stupid, cause it is. The fact that you care so much about what other people think of you is literally stupid. Stop. Think about your 97-year-old self who's gonna be like, stop, girl. Girl. And I don't mean to be morbid, but we're all gonna die. So just do what you wanna do in this life. I want you guys to live happy, authentic. Like, that is seriously my biggest wish for you, that you live a life that you're so happy with. And for whatever reason, it's hard to do in this world. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of bravery. But I think it's so worth just being reminded that, like, you deserve that. You deserve a life that you wanna live. And it shouldn't be, like, complicated. And I'll give you another example of why you don't wanna let the cringiness stop you from operating in the place you wanna be. So when I got on TikTok, it was 2019, okay? I just wanna make that very clear. It was before the pandemic, before everyone else got on it. Mm-hmm. So when I first got on TikTok, it was quote unquote cringy. And I get it. At that time, TikTok had just become TikTok because it was previously Musical.ly and they did the whole rebrand. But what that meant was there was a very, very young audience at the time. Obviously things have changed, but it was like literally my little sister's age and she was 11 or 12 at the time and like early preteen teenager era. So, and I'm in my 20s here and I'm on this app. Why? Because Gary Vee said that it was gonna be the next big thing and I used to eat up every single thing that he said, okay? So I got TikTok and I just started to experiment because I'm all about getting ahead of the game. Like, even if it was gonna flop, I wanted to get on TikTok before everyone else. Why? Again, because I wanted the space to be cringy. I saw that they were doing all the little dances and I don't know about the dancey dance, but I got on there and I tried them out and I was like, okay. And the growth was insane. And this was pre-pandemic, mind you. So I'm over here gaining like 20,000 followers in a week when I've been like hustling my ass off to get like 2 likes on Instagram. So I'm like, wait a second, there's gotta be something here. So I just kept playing around on TikTok. Then by the time we were in the pandemic and everybody got on TikTok and everyone was making their little cute, what was that thing, cloud coffee or whatever it was. When everybody got on TikTok, I was already warmed up. I already knew how to use everything. I'm just zipping and buzzing through and I'm pumping out 5 TikToks a day. I grew like 200,000 followers in like a month. I gave myself space to be cringy because listen here, when I first got on TikTok before pandemic, the judgment, the judgment. Granted, those kids, even though I was literally 24 when I got on the app, they were like, you're a fucking dinosaur. And I'm like, excuse me? Excuse me, first of all, how did you find my birthday? You're weird. Second of all, I'm in my 20s. I'm not a dinosaur. So they thought I was cringy because I was too old. But also, people started to find out that I had a TikTok. And I was like one of the only people. And I'm sitting there like, you guys should get on TikTok. Like, it's kind of fun. I mean, even AJ was like, girl. And I would be like on TikTok. He'd walk in the room. He's like, ew. But I'm like, look, give me a couple years. We're going to be in our bag with this app. And what did I do? Okay, my biggest revenue stream is TikTok. Just saying. But had it not been for 2019 cringy Bria doing her little dancey dance, we wouldn't have another revenue stream. I'm just glad that I didn't not try. I guess what I want for you guys is to just try. Hey, what's the worst that can happen? You fuck up? Great. You'll be okay. If anything, it builds character and you are tough, my friend. So I thought this was a solid reminder, not just for you guys, but for myself, because I could be hard on myself too and look back at the things I've done and be like, oh God. It's really easy to do that. And it's hard when everything I do is documented. So it's out there for the public, but I'm constantly changing. I am drastically different than who I was in 2018 for a lot of good and bad reasons, but I'm on this like forever journey, just like eating up every phase of life. And I need to remind myself that every phase of life is essential. Even the worst parts of me are essential to me and building up the person I want to be. And I always say it, but I don't believe in mistakes. Whatever parts of my life that are maybe uncomfortable to reflect on were super important, super essential. And I genuinely am trying to learn how to be grateful for every period. And you should too. But also you should give yourself space to just be, mess up, be quote unquote cringy, embarrass yourself a little. It makes you more human. And I think we all need a little bit more of that right now. So anyways, I hope this is a good reminder to you guys to just let yourself be, exist, mess up, do things unapologetically. I love you guys and I'll see you next week.